I'm in with the people at the White House. You know, I used to sell dope to the people in the Acorn Projects and when I was organizing communists.
Yes, you did. And you did a very good job by
I know.
Thank
you.
They
took over.
Thank you.
So the White House has sent me an advance copy of Obama's next speech.
Oh, good.
So we're just going to listen to that.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. Tonight, I'd like to speak with you about health care in America, the extraordinary hardships that are placed on the uninsured. Like Joe Wilson's mama, who is so ugly, they push her face into dough to make gorilla cookies. Joe's mama is so ugly, when she was born, the doctor looked at her ass, then her face, and said, "Twins." But now, Joe Wilson's mama is so fat that when her beeper goes off, people think she's backing up. These Americans live every day just one accident or illness away from bankruptcy. Like when Joe Wilson's mama, who's morbidly obese, slipped and fell on a quarter and a booger shot out of George Washington's nose. These are not primarily people on welfare, like Joe Wilson's mama, who cannot find a job because she's so stupid, it takes her 3 hours to watch 60 Minutes. Joe's mama is missing so many teeth it looks like her tongue is in jail. Not only that, but Joe Wilson's mama is so ugly that when she goes to the beach and sits in the sand, cats come over and try to bury her. In fact, you may have read about this. She went to the beach last week and the Greenpeace ship came by and tried to tow her back out to sea. These are middle-class Americans. They are not like Joe Wilson's mama, who is so nasty that when she walks into a room, the rats jump up on the table and begin to scream. Her mother had to get drunk to breastfeed her. And she's so fat that after she was born, the hospital had stretch marks. Some cannot get insurance on the job, but at least they have a job. Joe Wilson's mama has difficulty getting hired. But her husband used to take her to work with him so he wouldn't have to kiss her goodbye. And there's a very good reason for this. It's because Joe's mama is so ugly that she has to sneak up on the bathtub so the water does not jump out. Others are self-employed, but cannot afford it. I know Joe Wilson's mama was self-employed briefly. She's so fat that the Port Authority would tie a rope around her shoulders and drag her through the tunnels to clean them. Her head is so big, she used to rent it out to NASA and they'd fly satellites around it. But despite that, Joe Wilson's mama could not get health insurance because of a pre-existing condition. She's so ugly, people hang her picture in their cars so their radios won't get stolen. She's also very fat. Did I mention that? In fact, she's so fat, people jog around her for exercise. That's because when Joe Wilson's mama goes to a restaurant, she looks at the menu and says, okay. Which is why Joe's mama has more chins than a Hong Kong phone book. Buying insurance on your own costs you three times as much as the coverage you get from your employer. Especially if you're so ugly, when you try to join an ugly contest, they say, sorry, no professionals, like they did to Joe Wilson's mama. Joe, your mama is so ugly that when I see her, I have to watch your sister undress just to calm me down. Many other Americans who are willing and able to pay are still denied insurance due to previous illnesses or conditions that insurance companies decide are too risky or expensive to cover. Like Joe Wilson's mama, who is so fat, you get on top of her, your ears pop, and you have to roll over twice to get off. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can see a picture of her on Google Maps. And that's why, when Joe Wilson's mama wears one of those X jackets, helicopters try to land on her back. More and more Americans pay their premiums only to discover that their insurance company has dropped their coverage when they get sick. For many Americans, these are dark days. But that's because Joe Wilson's mama is so fat, she jumped up in the air and got stuck, causing a total eclipse of the sun and damn near put the sun out because she is so ugly. When she was born, the doctor smacked everybody. Not all Americans are like Joe Wilson's mom, who is so nasty, she brings her own crabs to the beach. Many Americans are not so stupid that they sold the car for gas money, like Joe Wilson's mama did. One man from Illinois lost his coverage in the middle of chemotherapy because his insurer found that he hadn't reported gallstones that he didn't even know he had. They delayed his treatment, and he died because of it. Another woman from Texas was about to get a double mastectomy when her insurance company canceled her policy because she forgot to declare a case of acne. Well, Joe Wilson's mama forgot to declare she was so fat she had to go to SeaWorld to get baptized, or that she puts her lipstick on with the paint roller. Joe, your mama's so fat, I had to take a train and two buses just to get on her good side. She put on some BVDs, and by the time they reached her waist, they spelled out Boulevard. The last I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. Joe Wilson's mama is so nasty, they call her the public option. We need a public option as big as Joe Wilson's mama. Because when Joe Wilson's mama dances, the whole band skips. When she plays hopscotch, she goes New York, L.A., Chicago. Now, these are the facts. Nobody disputes them. We know we must reform the system, and the question is how. All of you here know my door is always open. In fact, Joe Wilson's mama came over last night, so we greased up the doorway and dangled a Twinkie inside to get her in. I'd like to thank you all for coming here tonight, and the American people for watching, and of course, Joe Wilson's mom. Thank you.